Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gillette Health Podcast, Just the Basics Supplement Review. I'm Dr. Kyle Gillette.
I'm James O'Hara, nurse practitioner, and we've had a couple of requests to do a supplement review on Juice Plus. And honestly, until probably the past 12 months, I had not heard of this, but a patient was taking this supplement and asked me, hey, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Just in our normal, you know, interactions that we have in patient visits. It's a common question about supplement X or Y. So fortunately, a lot of this data is published open access. We were able to get into a couple of trials, look at the data, look at the cost, and we'll let you know what we think.
Yeah. Just like Kai Green, we've been juicing. If you know, you know. Yeah. But in all seriousness, this is an interesting supplement. As people know, we're advocates of lifestyle intervention first. It's more powerful than any supplement, I guess, including this one. Oh, this is not off to a good start.
Oof.
Anyways, diet, exercise, sleep, stress, spiritual health, social health. And of course, with diet, you should, you know, get all the protein that you need, at least 1 gram per pound body weight per day-ish, or per pound of lean body mass. And, you know, ideally at least 30, if not 35 grams of fiber per day, more for larger people and generally more for males. Or you can just eat hamburgers for every single meal of the day and see what happens.
Well, one patient tried this. This was in the United Kingdom. It was a 12-year-old boy, and his diet consisted of hamburgers, donuts, fries in juice boxes, and he suffered permanent vision damage.
It's probably from the meat in the hamburger.
Yeah, ironically, the only thing with any nutritional value, which by the pictures of the hamburger, I don't think this was like a double quarter pounder. I don't know if they have those in the UK.
It said it was like an impossible burger, whatever that is. No, I actually don't think it was an impossible burger, but it would have been funny if it was. Wait. But he did have juice boxes. Isn't that the same as fruits and vegetables?
Minus the fiber and most of the flavanols and polyphenols. Yeah. So just the sugar and the liquid.
Yeah. So obviously very sad that he's going blind. I actually, one of my sons, I would not consider him colorblind, but I actually do have him supplementing, not with Juice Plus, but with an eye health supplement, including lutein, zeaxanthine, different things to help his eyes develop, his retina. But he just sees colors very differently. So he's great with gray, brown, white, and black. And he can sort colors and you can send him, he can do the most difficult of colorblind tests, reds and greens and blues and yellows, et cetera, et cetera. But he just kind of calls them different things and he can sort them into piles. So I do think that certainly a supplement is not unreasonable to prevent your kids from going blind or colorblind or just having normal color development so that they can be something like a pilot or an artist. But the answer to, you know, preventing blindness like this 12-year-old in the UK is not just a supplement. It's obviously diet first.
Yeah. And if your son was over the age of 40, you could use some red light to improve his color discrimination. But yeah. I don't think that little kids have problems with their mitochondria.
His mitochondria is probably very healthy, at least from the way he runs around it is. The other interesting thing about this supplement is I took it briefly for maybe a month, maybe a week, maybe 3 months. I'm not sure how long. But I took this when I was a child, and that's probably why I grew so tall and buff, although I was extremely skinny for almost all my life. Yes, I guess it was not that. Anyways, I did take it, and I don't remember necessarily anything positive or negative about it, but I think it's just because maybe my dad, who is a doctor, I assume ran into someone, or maybe mom had a friend who did this. It kind of reminded me of her friends that would promote Melaleuca products or like Life Extension products, these other different kind of social companies, almost like a Tupperware, except for a supplement.
Yeah. Yeah. And these, I mean, this isn't the first case. We talked about the 12-year-old. This was in Massachusetts. The picture, there's actually a girl in the UK, it looks like, that, or maybe this was in Massachusetts newspaper or UK reporting thing. Anyway, yeah. The kid was in Massachusetts, but this is really your perfect patient for something like a Juice Plus, is someone who is very picky. They're just not going to eat fruits and vegetables. In this case, it looks like it was blamed on, you know, autism. But in either case, your best interest is
chicken or egg, right?
Is in preventing blindness in that child. So at least getting them enough vitamin A and other micronutrients is a pretty good idea. And if they were willing to use Juice Plus, I mean, it's a compelling case for this parent to maybe introduce that.
Yeah. Maddie is a speech pathologist, or was a speech pathologist. She still is a speech pathologist, and she kind of calls these diets chicken finger and mac and cheese diets. A lot of kids, that's the only thing that they'll eat other than cake. So, you know, cake, cookies, and then the only protein source is chicken fingers. So if that is the case, choose a type of chicken finger that's particularly high in protein, that's not just breading and oil, not because it's seed oil, but because you're trying to get the protein in. And then, unfortunately, mac and cheese is not a good source of protein. And none of those things is good sources of fiber or vitamins or antioxidants.
So when we were looking at Juice Plus, I looked a little bit about the company. And, you know, the company itself, they seem to do a pretty good job of taking down outlandish claims. Some of their affiliates make things up that aren't true to try and sell the product. But the company seems to respond to complaints about that, which was good. They disclose their compensation, just like the FTC, you know, enforces basically multi-level marketing companies to disclose how much their earners are making so that people have realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And when I was looking at the numbers, just the raw chart that they have there, you know, this many people making this much, this many people making this much, I thought it would line up and it would be a pyramid or an inverted funnel.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's not. It actually looks very much like the CN Tower. It's uncanny, actually. We can go ahead and flip back and forth between the images there.
Yep.
But in either case, I mean, it doesn't look like 90%+ of individuals are really making, you know, substantial additional income off of this. And there's a disclaimer in their, you know, disclosure, which they do, like they're supposed to, that this doesn't include any costs associated with being a member or product you may purchase or travel to their training or conferences and this sort of thing.
Which is often quite a bit, especially if your supplement is, you know, $2 a day or more than that. That being said, what would this look like if we had this for Athletic Greens or a lot of other big supplement companies?
Ooh, maybe the opposite.
I could name other ones that
maybe you
that
see like
pretty much the opposite.
Single people at the top who have extremely high compensation.
Yep, and then nobody else gets anything whatsoever. So it's very common to see that. Although, let's single out Gorilla Mind. I know for a fact that there's a whole lot of people who promote Gorilla Mind that don't have huge followings that actually do really well. Just like a per capita, they compensate their like commission or whatnot is a very competitive, and they care about the small guy. I know Tristan does a great job with that. Maybe that is one thing that we do at some point. It looks like the small guy's not getting a whole lot with the Juice Plus company. However, some is better than none. But that being said, it's probably a lot of work to get to a point that's just very difficult. I mean, people know that we don't put work into promoting any specific supplement brand, partly just because we want people to get the best product and we want to stay completely unbiased. But at the end of the day, if we were actually putting our heart and soul into a product, then that is a lot of work and time that we spend that you can't spend doing something else otherwise. So this is obviously not a full-time job that it can be, but there's a lot of people that their full-time job, like their primary source of income is Gorilla Mind or whatever other First Form.
Sure, even. Influencers with their supplement contracts. And I think this affiliate route has gained more traction lately.
Yep.
And I don't know, I tend to hear less about an MLM type structure, which seems like it would be great if you got in 20 years ago, but not so great now, just from a financial standpoint, if you're trying to do it solely for making income.
Unless you're Chris Bumstead, then anything you do works.
If he joined Juice Plus.
Yeah. One thing that, so we said a lot of good things about the company. One thing that I think is really a limitation is perhaps branding. I mean, some people recognize Juice Plus, frankly, a lot of people in the baby boomer generation. But I thought, what about Athletic Juice One?
AJ1. Or spelled juice with a G.
Makes you think you're athletic. Or maybe they don't want to be that misleading with their product.
Yeah, they do have some trials. And I'll admit I'm not completely unbiased when it comes to supplements. If something has a very high price tag, I tend to kind of naturally have some bias against it.
Against it?
Against it, yeah.
What's wrong with you? Don't you want to make some money?
Yeah.
No, there's got to be enough margin in there for us.
I suppose I'm just a budget shopper when it comes to supplements. And you and I both use like Nutricost supplements as well for bulk powders. And, you know, a good litmus test, I think, is pick a company's beta alanine, take a good 3-6 gram dose of it and see what you feel. If you feel the paresthesias, then, you know, you could probably trust that company's other products as well until the companies listening to this are like, write that down. And they start making legit beta-alanine and faking other things.
Or go to a website, not to keep picking on Gorilla Mind, like gorillamind.com, click on their Omega Elixir, and then see each batch tests for oxidation levels, like their Totox, their metal content. And there's a difference between saying something's third-party tested because the raw supplier gave you the party that was third-party tested by the third party when you bought it, and then actually sending it off to another independent lab. Think of it as like dual third-party testing and then posting that to see on your website. I think another company like Metagenics or Orthomolecular does this as well. But other than them and Gorilla Mind, I can't think of many that actually test by the batch. And they'll have multiple different batch numbers, like PDFs posted on their website. So that's even better, but not all things have to be that way.
Yeah, maybe Nordic Naturals is another one. They've just been around forever. I don't know if they test each batch individually, but
I don't think they do. But they
back to
popular name.
Yeah, back to Juice Plus. I looked at their immune function study and one of their cardiovascular studies, and this was a fairly large study. It was about 500 healthcare workers, so like nurses in Germany, so a predominantly female population. But the endpoints of interest were, you know, over this was an 8-month time period, how often were people getting sick or having like common cold symptoms, flu-like symptoms, taking cold medications, this sort of thing. And I mean, looking at the data, I mean, statistically significant differences at certain time points, it appears on average it works, like people are getting sick less often or feeling sick less often and taking sick medications less often. But the absolute effect size is about a 2-day difference over 8 months. So, 7.5 versus 9.5 kind of sick days where you have moderate cold symptoms. And that appears to be clustered around this 5-to-6-month mark, which it is about averages. And they say, well, if you don't count the lead-in time and look at only the slice from 3 to 8 months, then that's where you get this larger difference. But the absolute difference, if you keep those first 2 months in, is going to be, you know, relatively small. Same thing with the cold medications. It looks like you have about a day and a half less of taking cold medications over that 3 to 8 month time period where the supplement was the most effective. So I think it's reasonable to say that, yeah, there's like, I think they called it a 20% relative risk reduction in, you know, one of these two markers. So seems to be somewhat helpful, but a lot of months it didn't reach statistical significance. So it's $1.80 per day. They use the fruit and vegetable blend. So those two supplements, I guess it's not exorbitantly priced, but it's more than I think I pay for any supplement that comes to mind right now. And that's the equivalent of 1.8 servings of wild frozen blueberries per day. This is the Walmart brand, great value. That gets you over 10 grams of fiber as well. So that's what I would pick. But if you're not going to eat berries and you want to take something that would help you not get sick during flu season, it looks like it would help a little bit.
Yeah. $2 a day, not terrible. Not fantastic. Again, to play devil's advocate, you can always say, just eat more berries and fruits and vegetables. Why not? Sometimes that's hard to do. Maybe some of these healthcare workers were working back-to-back 12-hour shifts, and it was very difficult to get, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and berries at the cafeteria. To sarcastically play devil's advocate, you should not consume blueberries because they have fructose. You should consume the juice plus berry blend because I assume they are fructose free.
Or if people are consuming the wrong fruits and vegetables, it may not have helped them.
Like so, anything with fructose.
Not anything with fructose, but anything that's sort of devoid of the polyphenols and flavanols. So if you look at like a couple servings of blueberries versus a couple servings of bananas, bananas are incredibly cheap. But I'm not convinced that they do much in terms of like immune health, the brain health, like blueberries have been shown to do. They're not deeply pigmented. So when I'm...
Yeah, bananas is a trash tier fruit.
If you're trying to boost your immunity with bananas, that's just bananas.
That is bananas. I guess someone might ask, that someone being yourself or me, why not just take a multivitamin and some fiber? Like whether it's psyllium powder or sun fiber, if you want it to mix easily with stuff and kids would eat it. For people who would really benefit from this, is the polyphenols and the antioxidant that you know, you're getting from this product that much better than a fiber plus multivitamin?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I know some of their studies were conducted in like heavy smokers. And perhaps that population would benefit a little bit more from that reduction in oxidative stress. And it's hard to say how much the polyphenol content, that's really the unique thing, right? I think the fiber, and if you're getting, you know, a multivitamin in, you're kind of covering those bases. You're probably not going to go blind if you're getting a multivitamin and absorbing it properly.
What about carnivore dieters? Do they need this more or less?
Yeah, it'd be a good question, right? So you have a carnivore dieter who attributes their improvement in health to cutting out everything. And they say, well, what if you just put back in the, quote, good parts of, you know, fruits and vegetables back in?
So not fiber, because that's completely unnecessary. Presumably the polyphenols and antioxidants.
Yeah, I mean, if you read that, like, the acothionins and blueberries are good for your brain, and a carnivore dieter, would you say you don't want things that are good for your brain going into your body? I don't think a capsule of berry plus or whatever their berry blend is going to undo all the progress from the carnivore diet.
Yeah. I think those would actually be a great addition for carnivore dieters.
Yeah, if they can't tolerate. I've heard some of them say, like, oh, I tried eating apples and my stomach started hurting. You know, Sean Baker said this on a podcast, and, you know, apples aren't for him. But maybe he could tolerate some juice plus.
Yeah. It's a good intervention. Of note, you should not eat the core or the stem of the apple if your stomach hurts when you eat them.
You think he was That's eating them in like one bite?
Maybe. Yeah. Anyways, would I feed my kids Juice Plus? I'm not totally against it, but I mean, it's already hard to get kids to take things in the first place. They're, one of them would like to be a carnivore dieter, but he is not. one of them would like to be real life.
Just because he sees the financial incentives of it, or what angle is he looking at it from? He wants to sell organ capsules for a living.
Yeah. Meat tastes good.
That it does.
Yep. I've heard that be used as an argument of like, why do you eat it? It tastes good. It's very primal, but true argument.
Yeah, it's also logical. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. What I recommend it for patients, potentially, a lot of the trials that I was looking through, will also post a link to the cognitive function trial. And yes, perhaps they could have chosen like a slightly different group, but I thought that this study, I believe it was done in Spain, was very well done. They had a crossover period and a washout period. It was placebo controlled, and it had some improvements. Nothing crazy, kind of similar to the last study, but some improvements. Kind of similar to a product from Life Extension and Swanson we used to recommend slightly more often, especially for tobacco users, called Dopamind or Neuravena. And there's a lot of similarities between those two trials. So potentially helpful, especially for people with very limited diets. Another diet that older people tended to have in the past is called a tea and toast diet. So the only downside to the Juice Plus is it does not have protein in it. Maybe they're looking at a protein supplement.
Protein powder that would also have the Juice Plus powder or something like that.
Yep. But one question that you could ask is, other than price, what, and just having to take another powder or pill, what are the downsides?
Yeah. I suppose there's not a lot of downside other than the financial one. I mean, sure, every once in a while, someone can get an upset stomach from a multivitamin. You hear this a lot with prenatals. I assume the same would be true for this Juice Plus, which has, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of different compounds in it, you know, isolated from the raw fruit and vegetables and dehydrated. But it's sort of like a, you know, an extra multivitamin or a replacement for a multivitamin is kind of how I believe it's marketed. So
yeah,
financially, and then your effect size, right? So the harm could be in what someone is expecting out of it versus what they actually achieve.
Yeah.
So if you see something that's like, this supports healthy blood pressure, totally true. You can put that on a label that it supports healthy blood pressure, but you look at, well, what is the magnitude of change? And it's about 2 millimeters of mercury on both the systolic and diastolic numbers. So someone that's, let's say they walked into my office and their blood pressure is 150 over 90, they check it at home and, you know, it's about the same. Juice Plus is not going to help them naturally control their blood pressure. Mm-hmm. We need to control that much sooner.
Yeah. Better off just adding more potassium into the diet or using Morton's light salt instead of regular salt.
Yeah. Exercise, maybe even blood pressure lowering medication to sort of play damage control for a short period of time. And some people, even with perfect diet, perfect exercise, are going to have high blood pressure.
Yeah. Supplements like this are tough and they are easy to pick apart. I don't want to come off as being overly harsh. We're just, like anything else, we're just being very direct and candid and honest about what we think about a supplement. But a lot of times I see some of the healthiest people take supplements like this that perhaps have pretty good diets. Not always the case, but it is unfortunate that a lot of people that we're talking about that have the chicken finger mac and cheese diet as a child, or tea and toast, super low protein, no fruit and vegetable diet when they're older, or even a carnivore diet, are most resistant to taking a supplement like this, or they're just not even interested, or it's sadly out of their price point.
Yeah. And if I was going to take this, the way I would do it is probably around travel. You know, traveling can make it harder to get fruits and vegetables in the diet. What I do now is I'll just eat a bag of freeze-dried blueberries, which is like 5 servings of blueberries when I travel. And those are, you know, portable. You know, eat one a day, you're getting your 5 servings of at least the fruits. So maybe I'm not getting the same fiber or vegetable intake, but that's what I do for now. I guess this would be a little bit cheaper, assuming that I use up enough of it to go through a whole 120-day supply, whatever, traveling. Take many years to do so, but I suppose that could be a use case as well, as if you know that you know, from X to X, X to Y time point, you're going to have a little bit of a decrease in diet quality. At least it is a supplement that does something, and you don't have a long list of trials showing that there's no difference from placebo.
Yeah. You can also use this supplement, send it with your kids when they go to an uncle or an aunt's house, that you want to send a subliminal passive-aggressive message that you want them to serve your kids more fruits and vegetables.
So your uncle that's a carnivore dieter?
Yeah, that's a joke. All of their uncles and aunts would serve good fruits and vegetables. But, you know, I guess if you did have a situation where, you know, let's say they went to, you're going on vacation and you just don't want to have to stress about hyper-emphasizing fruits, vegetables, and berries as much, there certainly is room to have benefit from this supplement for even families that emphasize whole foods in the diet.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good summary. So, you know, it's not surprising that it does help blood pressure a little bit, does help cognition a little bit, does help immunity a little bit. You know, it's better than doing nothing and continuing on an unhealthy lifestyle pattern. Mm-hmm. At some point, a healthy lifestyle pattern would sort of ameliorate that benefit. Mm-hmm. So sort of looking at what is your baseline intake like and then figuring out if it's a good fit for you or not, or if there's another way to get there by, you know, adding in a simple daily habit, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Yeah. Future study, I suppose, would love to see more literature on children, perhaps children that are being evaluated for autism diagnoses. Maybe when you're looking at starting them on ketones and making diet changes, you add this supplement in empirically as well. And that'd probably be something that could get funding from the company or an academic institution. Or maybe even the NIH, now that apparently their grants are going to be slightly different. So, you know, that a lot of medications are thrown on, then, you know, a child is taking one more pill. So perhaps something like this could be an interesting natural alternative. But then again, you don't want big functional to just completely replace big pharma. It's not a pill problem at the end of the day. It is usually lifestyle issues. Yeah.
Change the NIH from the National Institute of Health to the National Institute of Homeopathy.
Yeah, please no. But yeah, in all seriousness, let us know your thoughts below. Hopefully that was a relatively balanced take to this supplement. Please type, whether it's YouTube or Instagram or whatnot, type out your nice and mean comments. It always helps the algorithm. And then maybe comment back and forth with each other to start a little bit of a discussion. You know, a nice discussion.
Let us know if you're juicing or who you think is juicing. And as always, thank you for your time. Hope you enjoyed the discussion. And may God bless you with health and happiness.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic, where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.